Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
The Muslims were tolerant conquerors. They did not force people of the book to convert to Islam. Jews and Christians were free to worship as they pleased.
Exactly, absolutely. And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue to investigate lies in the textbooks. Have you ever heard of such a sweet lie? Muslims were tolerant conquerors. Yes, indeed. It can't be but that. That is what I call the oxymoron, lies in our textbooks. See, we have covered so many lies in our textbooks when we talk about Muslim and Islam. But this specific lie, I call it an oxymoron lie. For Muslims are hate-loving people. How can you be hateful and be loving at the same time? I don't know. But that is what we are about to investigate in our program today. Listen carefully the entire passage as we examine every word in it.
In the textbook World Cultures, A Global Mosaic, published by Pearson Prentice Hall, copyright 2004, from page 572, Islam spread rapidly during the 100 years after Muhammad's death. By 732, the Muslim Arabs had conquered an empire that reached from the Indus River to the Atlantic Ocean. Why did Islam expand so swiftly? The idea of jihad motivated many Muslim soldiers. The lure of the riches to be won in the conquered lands was another powerful incentive.
I have to stop here for a minute, and I am literally scratching my head. For the first time in all the books I've been reading and all the information that has been written for our students, we got somebody with boldness using the word jihad in the writing of a textbook. But do not get too excited here and rush into a conclusion, because simply the author is not using the word jihad here to mean, as you and I may think, what the word jihad really means. There are two different interpretations to the word jihad. The one which Allah and Muhammad and early Muslims and Muslims in planet Earth all over the world in the last 1400 years use, which mean holy war. And then you get to another interpretation for the word jihad for the Muslims who live in the West, especially those who live here in the United States of America. And they will tell you that the word jihad means struggle or strive. Then they add their own nonsense words like struggle to do good, strive to do good and not to do evil, to fight sin and to fight evils. That is the propaganda interpretation for the word jihad in the West. So obviously those who use the word jihad here in this textbook do not mean by it holy war to get rid of Christians and Jews, but it meant something else, as I will prove to you my point as we continue to read the rest of their propaganda of the teaching about the expanding of Islam in Africa and in the Muslim world. So what do we have here? We have a question, and the writer of this textbook passage gives us the answer for it. So let us listen again together to what the textbook states, and please listen carefully to the question which is asked by the author and to the answer which he gives himself. It said Islam spread rapidly during the 100 years after Muhammad's death. We know that Muhammad died in the year 632, so now we are 732, just 100 years after Muhammad died. Now, in 732, the textbook states that the Muslim Arabs had conquered an empire that reached from the Indus River to the Atlantic Ocean. That's a lot of land. And maybe our students will say, wow, in 100 years, Muslims were able to take all this land? How? How in the world they were able to do that? I mean, we're not talking about millions of Arab. We're talking about thousands of Arab. You see, the Muslim who left Mecca and Medina were not in the millions, but in the thousands. So how can few thousands spread themselves all over this land in just 100 years? That's why the author of this material is asking this question. Why did Islam expand so swiftly? And then he gave us the answer. And the answer is two reasons. The first reason is jihad. And the second reason is the riches. If you listen carefully to the word they said, they never went in depth. They never gave an explanation. Just throw these two words there, and then he rebuts them with the following statement, which makes the entire teaching here contradict itself. That's what I call an oxymoron teaching. First of all, he said, the idea of jihad motivated many Muslim soldiers. Boy, I am glad that they mentioned the word jihad here, because that's the first time I read the word jihad written anywhere in any of our textbooks. But will he quote any of the verses of the Quran to support and to teach the truth about jihad to our students? Not only I was glad to see the word jihad in our textbook, but actually I enjoyed seeing the word jihad tied with the words the Muslim soldiers in one sentence. So they are Muslim men, fighter, who perform jihad. And then he said, then the author gave the second reason for why Islam spread swiftly in the land, as he stated the lord of the riches to be one in the conquered lands was another powerful incentive. So the Muslim soldiers will go and fight the battle, and when they win the battle, the spoil will make them rich. Now we must ask the question, who are the people whom the Muslim fight? Where does the money and the spoil come from? These are the questions which must be discussed in the classroom, in the textbooks, with our students. So our students will learn the truth about the spreading of Islam all over the Muslim world. But instead of telling our children the whole truth of jihad and the spoil of war, they actually give another statement, as I stated earlier, would remove any thought of our students in our public schools of the idea that Muslims had harmed any Christians or any Jews during their expansion. Why do I say that? Listen carefully to what is written next. For we read,
the Muslims were tolerant conquerors. They did not force people of the book to convert to Islam. Jews and Christians were free to worship as they pleased.
Now, don't forget that the textbooks never mention anything about the existence of the Jews or the Christian in the northern countries in Africa, or in Spain, or in Iran, or Iraq, or in Turkey, or in Syria. I mean, we literally ignored the fact that there are some people who believe in Christianity, who are called Christian, live all over this land which the Muslim soldiers were invading and performing jihad in it. I can talk very freely about my home country, Egypt. 600 years after Christ, the entire country of Egypt was almost 100% Christian. And behold, Omar came to Egypt with his military, and within less than 100 years, as we just read in this textbook, within less than 100 years, Egypt became a Muslim country. So who did Omar and his soldiers fight in Egypt? The answer is very simple. It was all Christians of Egypt and some of the Jews who lived in the land of Egypt at the time. And you can go on to Libya. And you can go on to every country the Muslim attack by their swords. The Muslim fought the Christians and the Jews who lived throughout all the land where Muslim invaded by the sword of Allah and the sword of Muhammad. And that's where also Muslim got their spoil of war from. It is the money and the animals and the children and the women of the Christians and the Jews whom Muslim killed their husbands and their fathers. But that is not what we teach our children. Why? Because we're teaching them a new soft talk. Boys and girls, all of you who believe in Jesus, and all of you who are Jews who live here in the United States of America, don't worry, Muslim never harmed any Jews. Muslim never harmed any Christians. Because the Muslims are tolerant conquerors.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Have you ever heard the statement, tolerant conquerors, in your life? How can you be a conqueror and at the same time be tolerant? That is what I truly call an oxymoron sentence. And how they were tolerant is very simple. The textbook states, they did not force people of the book. Well, I'm glad we use the word people of the book. Because guess what? That is 100% evidence that the gentleman or the lady who wrote this sentence is a Muslim. Because you never hear any other person but a Muslim who call the Christian and the Jews the people of the book. The people of the book were never forced to convert to Islam. Jews and Christians were free to worship as they pleased. Now, can we support this propaganda and this lie by the teaching of the Quran? No, we can't. Can we support this propaganda and this lie by the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith? No, we can't. Because I dare any Muslim to come up with one sentence from the Quran or one sentence from the Hadith where in it says, people of the book are free to worship however they wish, as Christians or as Jews. No. That is a lie. Let's open the Quran and read what Allah, the God of Muhammad, command Muhammad and the Muslim to do to the Christians and the Jews. As for the case of Quran chapter 9 and verse 29, here is Allah's word. For Allah stated, engage in war with those who do not believe in Allah and in the last day, and do not forbid what Allah and His Messenger forbid, and do not believe in the religion of truth, Islam, among those who have been given the book. Did you hear it, my dear brothers and sisters? whom Allah is commanding the Muslim here in Quran chapter 9 and verse 29 to engage in war with the people of the book, Jews and Christians. Which one? The one who hate the Muslim? No. The one who engage in war with Muslim? No. The one who want to start trouble with the Muslim? No. Listen carefully to the word of Allah. Allah is telling Muhammad, Allah is telling all Muslims, engage in war with the people of the book who do not believe in Allah. Not one Christian, not one Jew will ever believe in Allah. For Allah, the God of Muhammad, is Satan. And I, as a Christian, I will never believe in Allah, the best deceiver. In Allah who lead people astray. In Allah who desire to fill hell with human and people. I will never believe in Allah who will use me as a Christian, or he will use the Jews to be the fuel for the fire for the bad Muslims. We do not believe in Allah, and we will never believe in Allah. And here is the second category for which Christian and the Jews, the Muslim, must engage in war with, and who do not forbid what Allah and his messenger forbid. And there are so many things Allah forbid in the Quran which Christian and Jews do not forbid. The third category is, and do not believe in the religion of truth, the religion of Islam. No Christian will ever believe in Islam. No Jews will ever believe in Islam. So automatically, all Christian and all Jews must be put to death. For we do not believe in Allah. We do not forbid what Allah and Muhammad forbid, and we do not believe in Islam. For if we believe in Islam, we will no longer be Jews or Christians. But then listen to the last final word here. For Allah said, until they pay the jizya. You engage in war with the Jews and the Christians until they pay the jizya, tribute. And some Muslims will say, well, that's a little bit money Muslim will use to fight the battle for you, to defend you. No. This is just propaganda, hogwash. Because if you look at the history of Muslim rulers over the Christian and the Jews in the past 1400 years, there were so many times where Christian lost everything to pay the jizya. So it was not just few pennies or few dollars. Add to that another fact that the taxation of the Christian and the Jew was not for the purpose of just giving the Muslims some money, but it was to subdue them, to humiliate the Christians and the Jews. As it is written in the Quran, take the jizya out of hand and they are subdued. And guess what? This was not the final decision, the final words of Allah. You know why? Because we got another verse, which is chapter 9 and verse 5, which is the final word of Allah. You see, 9:29 was good as long as the Jews and the Christians still live in the four forbidden months in the year 12 after Muhammad immigration. These are the last 4 months where Muhammad allowed the Jew and the Christian to exist in the Saudi Arabia land. Hopefully, during these 4 months, they will listen to the Quran and they will hear the word of Allah and they will believe in Islam. But after these 4 forbidden months, Allah have a new command for Muhammad and the Muslims. And boys and girls, get ready for it. Here is the final word of Allah, Quran chapter 9, verse 5. It's actually known by all Muslim scholars, the verse of the sword. That is the verse which Allah used in the Quran to abrogate 124 verses. So if a Muslim quote you any nice verse in the Quran, you don't have to give it a second guess. It is one of the 124 verses which Allah abrogate, which Allah cancel, which Allah erased, which Allah command Muslim never to obey them anymore or never to practice them anymore. Here, listen to the word of Allah in chapter 9, verse 5. So when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheist, kill the Christians. So the command of Allah in the Quran is very clear. Chapter 9, verse 5. Muslim, to kill the polytheist wherever you find them, and to take them as captives, and to besiege them, and to lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent, that is to convert to Islam, and perform the prayer, and give the legal alms, that is the zakat, which every Muslim give in the mosque, so leaves their way free. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. So what do we learn from the final word of Allah? Chapter 9, verse 5, the verse of the sword. Muslim will give Christian and Jews three options. Number one, to be killed. Number two, to be taken as slave or concubine. Number three, to repent, to convert to Islam. Where is the option of the taxes, the tribute tax? Where is the option of the jizya? It does not exist anymore. For the final word of Allah is one of the three. You be killed, you become a slave, which means your children will become Muslim because Muslim own you, they make you whatever you want, or you become a Muslim. That is the three options. From these two verses and many other verses and many of Muhammad saying, now we know for sure that this propaganda, hogwash, lies in our textbooks must be removed. For Muslims were not tolerant conquerors. They did not give the people of the book, the Christian and the Jews, the freedom to worship as they wish. For if we must learn the truth about Islam, we must read the Quran and Muhammad's words in the Hadith. To learn more about lies in the textbooks, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.